The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Second segment here of Curry and Claypool. By the way, if you like what you're seeing or like what you're hearing, go to the TKR app. You can hear us every Monday through Friday and weekends too. We've got 14 different shows. Really starting to get on my nerves. 14 different shows. You can listen to them on all of our podcasts. We have everything from Need to Know, the Curry, the Kiefer and Curry show. Kiefer has got the upper billing on that. We do Win in Rome with Stuart Rome. We have the Damon Johnson show. We have Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks. We have Live Wire Wednesday. We do Mission Mind with Michael Coleman. We go on and on. Is that plant bothering you?
It's tickling my ear.
Is it? Maybe it's a force. Can we move it back a little bit?
No.
I can move back. No. Next segment, I'll get up and move
That's
back.
That's fine. I'm a professional.
So on Sunday, I get a text from a friend of mine, a good source, that said that Billy Gibbons was on his deathbed. And he's like, man, really sad about Billy Gibbons. Like, I should have known. I
was
like, and of course, we've had Billy Gibbons on Tony Curry Radio numerous times. The last, well, Frank Beard is still alive too, but there's only two-thirds of ZZ Top left, and ZZ Top is going on the road with Lynyrd Skynyrd, right? And of course, Damon Johnson plays lead guitar for Lynyrd Skynyrd. We know some important people, man. It's pretty cool, right?
It's very cool.
So I reached out to Damon. I said, man, what's going on with Billy? And he had no clue. He's like, and he called me. Yeah, called me. He's like, what are you talking about? I said, and there was this YouTube clip that had been seen. It had been up for 5 minutes. And it had been seen 29,000 times. So I don't know if this guy who posted this thing, I don't know how that happens. Unless you've already got like a million followers, I don't know how you post something on YouTube and get 29,000 views within 5 minutes.
Right.
And so that told me that there must be some oomph behind it. There must be something there. So I reached out to Austin Hanks, who, of course, is one of Billy Gibbons' best friends. He plays in his band.
Right.
And I said, what's going on with Billy? And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And so I called back to my source. I said, are you sure? Because he asked me, he said, don't post anything. The family wants to keep it quiet.
Right.
Evidently, Billy has some type of, I forget what it's called, some type of condition where he's got to go in and get administered fluids. I don't know what it is, but evidently he went into a coma on Sunday, and the family was notified, you need to stop by and say your goodbyes. And I'm thinking, man, this would just absolutely suck. And so Damon's freaking out. Austin's freaking out. I'm calling this guy back, and he's like, I talked to his ex-wife, and she's like, you know, telling everyone to keep it quiet. Well, it turned out to be nothing. Absolutely nothing. Someone posted something just to get clicks. It was a really nice 10-minute piece with video of Billy and had pictures, and then at the end,
I thought that is some sick shit.
I mean, it really is. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, to use someone's wife to get clicks, and it obviously it was not something where there was a miscommunication, because you're not going to put something together like this unless you got your ducks in a row and you know exactly what you're talking about. And I thought, and so, you know, Damon right back, it's total BS. Plot. I was like, good. And that's why I reached out to him first, because I'm not going to, I don't need to be the first one to claim that. I was fixing to go live on the air and blah, blah, blah. I was like, let me check this out first, because I don't want to look like a tool.
It's the draw of fame. You know, I've said this about social media, the internet in particular, has created an opportunity, and all of the offshoots from, you know, you just take the internet and then you take things, whatever, from TikTok to YouTube to all those things.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a chance. You got a shot to be a superstar.
Yeah.
And what's so interesting about it is if you wind back pre-internet, you didn't have a shot the same way, right? I mean, you could record something and send it somewhere. But
what did we do before clickbait?
Well,
I mean, when I was in my 20s,
there was we had tabloids. There was tabloids.
Yeah, the National Enquirer, was that our clickbait?
That's what I mean. So this is what's so interesting is we did not have a way other than print and print, radio, and television, right?
Yeah.
Those were the only ways to disseminate information at scale. And so, but this is what I'm saying, but to get yourself in there, there were all these barriers. You couldn't just walk onto the Tony Curry show and just be there. But that's what's so interesting is there's it's created, there's so much noise, but also there's so much possibility. I could be an influencer. I could have something to say. And so when you take that, and then you take somebody like whoever this person is, and you ask what their motive is. Maybe they have a business. Maybe they're trying to get more followers. I don't know. You know, maybe it's deeper and darker, but maybe not. And what it's allowed us to do, or it's not allowed us, is put us in a position where we don't think as much. We really don't think as much when we put things out there. And the difference is, if I would have said something stupid and recorded something on a cassette tape.
You couldn't get it out.
Well, I could send it to you.
Yeah, but it's not.
And you go like, well, that's stupid. And then
we are just so mesmerized by the shiny object these days. It's just.
Yes.
Because I could, you can make an argument that 50% of our thought process is stuff that doesn't even exist. Everything from conspiracy theories to.
Yeah.
And the internet's been obviously the biggest pusher here. But just the clickbait stuff, the stuff that we are so. There's some guy, I don't know who the hell this guy is, and it keeps showing up on my feed. It's always a very attractive woman. She's usually covering up some part of her body. It could be a school teacher. It could be a woman in a swimming pool. She's got a balloon. He's trying to get her to do something, and they're playing along. Okay, just follow me. I promise you it's going to be okay. And it takes like 15 minutes to get to the end of whatever it is. And normally it has some type of sexual overtone where the balloon's going to pop, and you're going to see her standing there, whatever. And it's just like...
Yes.
And there's millions of people that follow these things.
Yes.
And I'm like,
because we're drawn in. It's novel.
Like, you're not going to believe what's going to happen to this woman and this alligator, whatever it is.
I mean, think about, with the exception of very few individuals, our phones are such, I mean, I think about this. I don't think of this all the time. But every once in a while, I catch myself, like, observing. And you think about it. We walk around with these things.
Yeah.
In our hands. So go back to sort of the Star Trek idea. What were they? The communicators. Mm-hmm. William Shatner's character?
James T. Kirk?
Yeah.
Yeah, Captain.
Kirk. You know, Kirk did Mothership, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, we got these things now. And if you go look, like, just walk outside and watch people for just a second. Everybody has one.
Everybody does.
They're carrying it.
And they're all looking at it.
And you don't, you know, and it could be for anything from, this is not to say that's all bad, but it could be everything from seeing where their child is, you know, on the Find Me app.
See, and I'm kind of, man, I'm fighting that because, I know that I'm in a communication business and I know I have to post.
No, but that's okay.
But man, I put my phone on Do Not Disturb. I found that button a couple of weeks ago. It's great when you're sleeping.
So funny. She just found it now.
And so I'll leave it on, and like it's on right now.
Well, yeah.
I'll forget I have it on.
Yeah.
And it's glorious.
Yeah, but then
I'll be around 3 o'clock this afternoon and go, oh, it's not a whole lot's going on today.
Yeah, but then you got like 27 phone calls you made.
Yeah, but you know what? It can wait. It's okay. It's glorious. I told you that one day a couple weeks ago where I had to get a new phone because my battery wouldn't charge. And I was freaking out. Like,
yeah.
And so I didn't have anyone's phone numbers. I had three clients I had to record that day for shows. And so I'm having to write down their phone numbers because I went to call them from a landline. And I'm like, this is ridiculous.
They don't have landlines anymore.
Oh, they got a landline house.
Dude. Yeah. No, but I think this is it. This is...
It's glorious.
It's not going to change. Like, you know, people are like, well, we're just going to get away from social media. We're just going to... No, we're not.
No,
we're not. Because fundamentally, until we come to a point where humans don't want social acceptance, don't want social validation, don't need social acceptance, don't need social validation, don't need others to reinforce them.
Well, and that's maybe it's my age.
No, but this is the crack.
Cocaine. Well, I know that whole Billy Gibbons thing was look at me. Click on my thing, and you sent me a TikTok video of your daughter last night.
Yeah. Right.
Beautiful, and I can't believe she looks like that at the age of 22.
Well, you should
be so proud. Yeah. I know. Hey, man, my daughter's on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's got parameters on it. Okay. Yeah. But it's look at me.
Yeah.
And she's telling me how many people are clicking on it, and she's part of this blah blah. And I just, at this point, in my life, I want people to listen to the radio station, but I want to give them something, a reason to absorb what I'm doing. If you're just getting on there saying so-and-so is about ready to die just to get clicks and it's not true, that's bullshit.
Right.
That just bothers me.
And
the funny thing is, the dude can post something again tomorrow about Roger Daltrey on his deathbed, and we'll watch it.
Of course.
Because we don't know when the real thing.
And that is the difference. And this circles back for me.
That's what people do on. I mean, it's the Facebook. It's social. Yeah. Go do it.
Take it to the next step. You know, this is what myself and Alex and Dusty recorded the other day. Whole concept of artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
What is it? What is it actually? You know, ChatGPT is the most amazing thing. That, you know, it is the next wave.
We did a whole show on Kiefer and Curry.
Yeah, it's the next wave. I mean, you literally, did I tell you, by the way, did I tell you that I did? Have you gone on to, ChatGPT and ask about yourself?
Oh, yeah,
have you?
Yeah, I've done the whole thing, yeah.
What does it say?
What
was the question you asked?
I just said, tell me about Tony Curry. And I did one about Kip Kiefer.
I went deeper. I said, what is Josh Klepo's impact on the world?
Oh, nice.
Then I said, is Josh Klepo famous? And it was iffy on it.
Yeah. But I mean, like every computer, it's only as smart as the information we put into it. And
right.
So the thing is about ChatGPT is they stopped training it back in March of 2022. So if you ask it something recently, it doesn't know what it's grasping. And the other thing is half the crap that's on it is not real. Because it's scouring the internet,
exactly.
It's just scouring everything it gets hands on to, and it doesn't always have the answers. It's fun. It's Siri Plus is what it is. It's Siri X.
Yeah, but I think it's more than that.
If you're one person asking Siri,
I think it's so much more than that.
Oh, it is. But I'm at the most basic level.
Yes,
it is just.
But this is what I'm saying is we live now in a society.
Did you have it do your vocalization?
What?
It can do vocalization. It can go back and listen to you speaking.
What does it do?
It talks for you.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Say do a 30-second promo for whatever on Josh Klepo.
In my voice?
In your voice, and it'll do your voice.
That'd freak my ass out.
No, when Kip did it, it sounded like Kip about 20 years ago, but it's...
Can it do your voice?
Yeah.
Does it do it accurately?
Well, I told him, I said, right now, they're developing podcasts. With this technology, and there's nobody on it. It's a ChatGPT podcast. Like, do a show on the Ukrainian war.
Right, yes.
And it will do 30 minutes on the Ukrainian war.
Well,
and they're having a conversation with a person. You don't have to work. Oh, it's insane. All right, we've got another thing.
Okay.
Real quick, Gordon Lightfoot. I didn't do anything live on it because...
they were playing on all the sports channels on the background for the older guys who were playing.
I don't think people knew how to take him. But when Geddy Lee, there was a documentary that came out, if you could read my mind, the Gordon Lightfoot documentary that came out in 2019. I never saw him live. I wish I did. He played here about 6 years ago, and people said it was not good. He couldn't hit the notes, and it just didn't sound real good. But Geddy Lee was on this documentary, and he said that Gordon Lightfoot is our rock and roll poet. He's like, there's no other person, Bob Dylan, there's no one else that's even remotely close to what Gordon Lightfoot did. And I'll share a quick story. I was driving up to see my father. It was the last time I saw him before he died of cancer. And I was driving through Cincinnati. I've been driving all day. It was like 9 hours in the car. And I heard If You Could Read My Mind in the car. And and now every time I hear that song, it's a good feeling now. But I mean, I remember just thinking to myself, oh, and for some reason that song fit where I was with my relationship with my father. And so it will always be embedded in my brain that way. But, yeah, Sundown, Carefree Highway, Wreck of the Edmonds Fitzgerald is kind of like...
See, like, I don't know. Now you're helping me. I don't know any of the songs. I mean, I know every song you just said.
And those were just his hits. I mean, if you listen to some of his other stuff, it's amazing. He basically wrote poetry and then put it to music.
Well, isn't that a great lyricist?
Sometimes. Not necessarily poetry. Sometimes you want to tell a story. But, I mean, that's where his songs sometimes were kind of like very...
Right.
Insightful and... But, yeah, to me, he hasn't been that relevant. He was supposed to be back on tour later this year.
How old was he?
80, 74, 70, something like that. I wasn't really sure how to take him.
Well, just everybody knew, but you don't know what to... Yeah. Like, I didn't cry.
Like the Wreck of the Evans Fitzgerald was a great song. It was a really long song. I couldn't believe it was a hit. But again, it was a song, but it was a poem written about the wreck of the Evans Fitzgerald, and he turned
it into music. Well, he was a storyteller. I mean, that's a great thing about a lyricist.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe that's one of my forces. You should cry. Now, see, that's cheesy. I don't have anything good.
I have a force.
You need to cry. You need to cry. You need to make sure. Nice. See, that's no one's going to like that.
No, no one like that. Come on.
You need to be a self-absorbed narcissist sometimes.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be force for good. Narcissism
is for good. Force for good.
No, that's not.
That one's fine. Okay.
Yeah, if you know your stuff, you don't need to.
There's nothing magical or controversial.
It's something that you do that makes you feel good that a lot of people don't do.
I manipulate the system to get what I want. I've been doing that. That's how I got to where I am. I've gotten to where I am not just because I'm good and kind and altruistic. If you are good and kind and altruistic, you will not necessarily be successful.
But you can.
You can be.
If you believe in the force. If you believe there's a force bigger than you out there.
If you believe that there's a force bigger than you, you may feel good, but you may fall flat on your ass.
You might. Yep. You learn from it and you get back up again.
May or may not. But if you're manipulative, it works really well.
Yeah, but when you manipulate people, eventually...
I'm not saying manipulate people, like... I'm saying work it.
Eventually.
How about work it? Because I've never done anything... It's not illegal.
Yeah, no.
And it's not stepping on people's toes. That's different to
Sometimes
me.
Sometimes it is. It's hard to be manipulative.
Well, no. It's be creative with the rules that have been given to you.
What I have found out...
How about that?
I've seen enough Dateline shows...
Well, I'm not talking about that.
I know, but whenever you talk about manipulative people,
okay,
it always catches up with them.
Yes.
It always catches up with them one way or another. Because it's hard not to manipulate and not...
Don't always be a rule follower. Don't always be a rule follower. I come from a family of rule followers.
Boring.
See, I know.
That's not a force.
I'm not going to say anything. Why don't you just do four forces? I got nothing to say. I'm a psychologist.
No, you do your four and all that.
I don't have anything.
There's one thing I do every single day.
Well, you have your meditation.
And I force this on people.
You have your meditation and bowel movements.
No, meditation and bowel movements are certainly important. But meditation is...
Kindness.
It's like...
See, that's boring.
By the way, today is...
National Kindness.
Is May the 4th be with you. But you know what today also is?
Cinco de Mayo Eve.
National Day of Prayer.
Oh, it is today. Yeah.
This is a day where there is a law... That the President of the United States
must
declare this day as a National Day of Prayer. He will be on the microphone. Joe Biden, of course, good Catholic guy. A lot of people won't think so, but he will get on and say today is he must proclaim this as an
atheist.
Who cares?
Because other than the atheists,
they don't believe, they can go do whatever they want.
I'm all good for National Day of Prayer.
But don't you think that it's interesting that it's a National Day of Prayer and May the 4th be with you?
Yeah, but just
saying.
Yeah, but that's a marketing thing.
You're saying they're manipulating with prayer.
Yeah. Somebody was like, oh, it's National Day of Prayer. Perfect. May the 4th be 4th.
No, because it was International Day of Prayer first.
That's what I'm saying.
On May 4th.
That's what I'm saying.
May 4th has got to be Star Wars Day because it's May 4th.
What?
What do you mean, why? May the 4th is May the Force be with you. So that day can't move. You can't have that in
July.
Yeah,
but I'm saying
they... And it was already a National Day of Prayer.
But somebody just put it together. Someone put them on... It's a marketing person. They were like, this would be perfect.
No, we just did.
I'm okay with the day of prayer.
Yeah.
As long as it is...
John Goolsby and Al Cooper, good morning to you.
Truly a universal... day of meditative introspection.
Meditative introspection?
Yeah, because I have a problem with this. I've always had a problem with this, particularly when I moved here. Here's the problem. A day of prayer is not Christian and Christian. It goes that way. A day of prayer should be for anybody of any belief or no belief.
It is.
Now, I know, but it's not presented. It's rarely presented that way. I'm not talking about being Jewish.
It's not a prayer. It's not a Catholic thing.
No, but it's sort of delivered that way. Like, I would
love. You know why?
Why?
Because the Christians are doing all the damn praying.
That's not true.
Most of it.
No, it's not.
Sure they are.
Well, there's more of them. What do you mean they're doing most of the praying?
They are.
What are you talking about?
Muslim.
Muslims are praying three times a day.
Okay. How many Muslims are there?
No, but so from a volume standpoint.
Yeah, from a volume standpoint. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's fine. I mean, I'm okay with you. I'm okay with that. But it needs to be, if it's a national.
Do atheists pray?
No.
They don't?
They may meditate.
Prayer doesn't have to be to God, does it?
Well, that's, we can define prayer. Yeah. Why don't we do a whole segment on that? Ooh, that would, oh, that would be spicy. And that would piss people off. That would particularly come from me.
That's a good question. Do atheists pray?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It totally depends on how you're defining prayer.
Some people say atheists pray on.
No, but
they pray for.
No, but prayer is what for you? Not for you specifically, because I know you have a very well defined. But what is prayer? Right.
Yes, I mean.
Right.
You know what my prayer is, but.
No. I don't mean your prayer. But what is prayer? Is prayer trying to connect with some higher entity? Because
yes.
I mean, that's what for a lot of people.
Praying for something that asking and
a larger being. But does it have to be that? I mean, I don't know. Does it have to be you sort of connecting with an entity, whatever that entity is?
Yeah. Well, I think, and I really don't care whether atheists don't like this or not, but I most atheists even believe that there's something bigger out there.
That's what I'm saying. So prayer to me is a moment of looking inward.
Yeah.
Of looking inward, to which is a unique quality that humans have.
Yeah.
We call metacognition. We can look at the way we think,
mm-hmm.
right? And we can ask ourselves questions about how do we want to be in the world and what does the world mean to us? An atheist can ask that question.
Yeah, that's pretty deep. You can use it on Instagram. Problem is, on this National Day of Prayer.
That's how I'm going to do that.
And prayer does work. We know that. But maybe if we all... The problem with prayer is most people only use it. And
Right.
It's usually the last thing you think of. Okay, this doesn't work. I'm trying to do this.
Right. Oh, dear God. What am I going to do? Yeah.
Okay, and this is the last thing. Okay, now I got to pray because nothing else is working. Maybe if it was the first thing we did, all that other crap wouldn't matter.
Well, we always talk about it at the end.
And maybe if we were thankful
and blessed.
For everything we've got in prayer, whatever that prayer is.
Right, but now you're getting my forces of life, which are cheesy. Gratitude.
I know, we're not doing this on Fox.
Gratitude.
Bring prayer up on Fox 6 and see how quick they lose our feed. Sorry, Curry, Piper, are you there? Are you there? Did Tony say God? What? Did I hear the word Bible? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's we lost Curry and Claypo. We'll get with them next week. Somebody ask about some Dear Abby letter we want to get into next week. All right. I have no clue what we're talking about next, but we'll get into it next. Okay. Are the Lakers going all the way?
I think I'm going to pray about it.
Pray about it. Let me get this plant out of your hair and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.